This is GQDN for Tuesday, June 2nd, 2026. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/GQ26 by swiftenergy.gg. Go get those delicious drink mixes. Put in the promo code Quest. Ooh, you get a good discount. 25% off of your purchase. By patreon.com/thegroupquest and by stackup.org. The only thing we're going to talk about today is the state of play. Yes, indeed. And it was quite the state of play. And we see it through GameSpot.com because they go through everything. So first up, we got more gameplay from Marvel's Wolverine. More combat focused. And we will discuss the new gameplay feature from Marvel's Wolverine on the weekly show, I have no doubt. We got a little bit more in the Marvel's Token Fighting Souls, which got Dr. Doom, Magneto, Green Goblin, and Carnage as they were fighting against the heroes like Storm and Spider-Man. But they said that there were more to come later on this year. And we also knew that there was going to be a remake involved, and this one involved Rayman Legends Retold. So we got an announcement and gameplay reveal for said game and the upcoming remake for Rayman Legends. The remake now adopts 3D art style and a brand new villain, story, and levels. October 1st. And then we got to some different games. Banjo the Chief is next. And that was an announcement with a gameplay trailer. And it is a prequel to Dave the Diver. And it's focused on the Banjo, a cook who aids Dave in the game. And the game does explore the cooking process and running a restaurant through multiple mini games. So if you want a little bit backstory to Dave the Diver, that's the one you want to look at. Kimuri was next. And there you play as a demon hunter. And there you can use some different combos in some supernatural fights. The game will support 3-player co-op and is scheduled to come out in 2027. And then there was Lara Croft, Tomb Raider, Legacy of Atlantis. Amazon has that one. And yes, you get to go play as Lara Croft again. But they also said that the game is being delayed. So we'll see when it comes out. Then I thought we were going back to Jurassic World. No, it's The Lost Wild, which is a first-person stealth game that does look like Jurassic Park, where you play as a woman as she makes her way through the abandoned nature reserve and the corresponding facilities. Looks pretty good there too. And then there was Silent Hill, Townfall. And there was some gameplay that went right through that. So if you wanted to see that one, that will be up on YouTube, probably right after this recording is done, if it's not already out now. By the way, the recording's at 6:26 p.m. Then we went to the sky. Ace Combat 8, Wings of Thieves. It did show some of the storyline to it, and it showed a lot of gameplay to it. So if you want to fly in combat style, this might be for you. And then if you are a fan of the 80s vehicles, there's two of them in there in Stuntman Hollywood. Kit is one, and Back to the Future, the DeLorean, is the other. So that'll be in Stuntman Hollywood, a bit of a, shall I say, a racing game. And that will be coming out within the next couple of years. Then all of a sudden we got Ill. Real sick. Yeah. Ill was revealed because when you wake up from a coma, you will find yourself in the midst of a zombie apocalypse. This is an FPS game that will launch next year. And then we saw Control Resonant. Now this sequel does have a new protagonist, some new gameplay, and a new setting. But it does have some weird stuff that happens to people that could make it through a workday. And then we saw Marathon Nightfall. It is a new story trailer from Bungie, and it did show what players can expect for the upcoming season. Okay, so it was a bit creepy, but still, it looked pretty good, I must say. Until Dawn 2 came right after that one. And this is going to be a story-driven adventure where your bad choices could lead you, or could lead characters to deaths, and good choices could leave them traumatized from the ordeal. And then we got some gameplay from the new God of War game, game, new God of War game. Yes, I know I misspoke. Laufey. 20 minutes of gameplay. And it does focus on Kratos' second wife and Atreus' mom, Faye. And Faye, according to GameSpot.com, is almost as strong as Kratos. But in the gameplay, she does wield a sword, where the strings or something like that of the sword is the one doing the talking, but not the sword itself. So when she wakes up, she recognizes that she's among some gods, but yet is not allowed to go to the afterlife. Yes, there was a lot of stuff that happened in this state of play, and we will be talking about that on Saturday night, 6 p.m. But we will be back tomorrow for more gaming news. So until then, go play some video games, people.
Thank you.